back at Holliford Stadium. It is halftime. Our Lyles High, Georgia Bridgeman down on the field performing for all the fans in the stands. Vikings lead it 7-0 on a big 5-yard touchdown run by Mike Moore. And that was set up after they had a quick kick. We had them pinned back. A great, great punt. Let me flip them over here to by Sean Smith, 5'8", 145-pound sophomore. A great, great punt. Pinned them back on the 1-yard line. Defense held them. They had a quick kick. And we got the ball in their territory and drove down the field and put some points on the board to take a 7-0 lead here at halftime.
Yeah, and the Vikings, I've been really pleased with our kicking game. Now, we missed that field goal attempt. That was, as Marty pointed out to us, the way the snap came back, the holder couldn't get his hands down quick enough and make that hold for us and get it down. Otherwise, we might be looking at a 10-0 ball game right now. But I've been very impressed with our punter, number 95, Sean Smith, stepped out here. Sean is a sophomore and getting his opportunity here at the varsity level to punt, and has done a great job.
Yeah, the band's on the field 13 and a half minutes until halftime is over. What I've noticed in this first half of play, guys, is we need to keep feeding Mike Moore up the middle, just off the edges, because he's getting some big doses and big yardage. On the flip side of that, we've got to contain Mike Davis. Even at 50, 75, 80%, whatever percentage he may be, we can tell there's a little bit of difference in his breakaway, but he's still got the ability to pick up 10, 15, 20 yards if he gets some open space.
Yeah, he really has. When he gets on that outside, the blockers, we just don't have enough numbers on the outside to be able to contain him. And that's been the big thing is when he gets on the outside, he's got numbers. And that's in numbers for him means if he's 1-on-2, that's great numbers for him because he's got just of enough speed and enough one step that he can blow past two guys, two defenders. So really with those numbers, 1-on-2, he still picks up big yards.
You're absolutely right, Bill, and Taylor, you are too. I mean, that, you know, that guy is so explosive, but, you know, not just Mike Davis, you know, picking up the big yardage on plays and having the chance to break it here, but we got to keep an eye on them. They have shown the willingness to throw the deep ball on us, even backed up on the, you know, inside the one, their own 1-yard line. They come out first play, run play action, and throw it. And fortunately, they haven't connected yet, but they've got a lot of talent out there at that receiver position. And, you know, if they continue to throw that and ever, you know, if they can ever hit on one of those, it's a big play. And obviously, they're one play away from putting this thing, you know, tied up. So we've got to really control them, you know, control Mike Davis and control the running game as we're, you know, we've done the first half here, but we, you know, we cannot relax back there in the secondary as well.
Yeah, this is a game that we got to play the next 24 minutes just like we played the first 24 minutes because you can't take a play off. You can't take one play. You can't take one little bit off because it's going to be something, a long pass like that or a very long run by either Davis or T.J. Moon. I mean, these guys, when you blink an eye, they can be gone.
You're absolutely right, and that's actually been the motto down on the sidelines is, don't let up. Don't let up. I've heard several coaches mention that, several players mention that. You know, several of them have said all night, guys, we got to go all night. I mean, they cannot let up. And, you know, you do against a team like Stevenson, against a team, your running back like Mike Davis, or even T.J. Moon, as we saw early in this game, they can break tackles.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And they can take it to the house at any moment. So we definitely have to keep fighting. That obviously, to me, is the story of the game right now. It's our defense. That they are playing great. Mike's got some yards, but, you know, a couple of them have been on third and long when we've dropped back in pass coverage and they've ran it. But we've got to keep fighting. You know, you also got to give a props to the punter that for us tonight that pinned them down there on the 1-yard line. You know, that set up our touchdown. They ended up having to kick. They kicked it on third down. I thought that was a great call on their behalf, but it backfired. We got the ball midfield. We drove in and scored. And so you got to give a lot of, credit to our punter. He did a good job, and this is his first game punting.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about Nick Hart having to step up tonight as a kicker, and unfortunately he missed that field goal, as you mentioned earlier, and it was a bobbled snap there. I think the snap was good. It's just our holder bobbled a little bit, and Nick wasn't able to get his timing just wasn't right, and he wasn't able to get his feet planted like he wanted to. But Nick's done a good job, as you mentioned, and also our punter. And guys, I apologize, but I don't even know his name.
Sean Smith.
Sean Smith. Good. So good job for Sean.
One thing I wanted to hit on, too, Marty, you mentioned it. When they were pinned back deep, their quarterback took a big shot from, was it James Mathis?
I thought it was James, but it was Stacy Wright that came in.
Yeah.
Okay, after that, he kind of was favoring that arm. Well, after they punted to us and we drove down the field that next possession, he came in through about three balls that were 30, 40 yards down the field, so he's not that hurt. I don't know how hurt Mike Davis is either. One thing I want to key on, too, is the play of our offense and defensive line. We have opened some holes for Mike Moore tonight. Defensively, we've stuffed a lot of their up-the-middle stuff. They've broken a few outside on the perimeter, but we've been able to stop a lot of the up-the-gut stuff, and I think that's a key to was it your impact players, the defensive line,
yep.
Or was it Marty's? The impact player defensive line-wise for us tonight, and just anybody in the box tonight, has done a great job so far.
Well, you know, we've run the wing tee for years, and you can ask Coach McPherson or pretty much any Lowndes Viking fan, and we all know the first thing to stop in the wing tee is to stop the fullback. We know Mike Davis is great. We know he's their leading rusher, but you have to stop that fullback in order to be able to shut down the wing tee. And we came out, they got a few yards there early on with T.J. Moon, but it was because he was breaking tackles. We were hitting him at the line, and he broke some tackles. Once we started wrapping up, we shut down the fullback, and then we can move on to you know, trying to stop the wing tee as a whole. Again, Mike's got some yards. I think he's got 60-something yards rushing. But a lot of those have come on when it was third and long, and they come out of the shotgun, and we're back in pass coverage, and it hasn't necessarily hurt us to this point. He did have a couple runs, one longer earlier. Y'all said, y'all saw he kind of pulled up a little bit. I think he is hurting some, Taylor. I think he's taken a shot or two, went out for about two possessions. I saw him over there massaging him and trying to work that leg out. He's definitely, I think, got a tight and soreness in his left quad. But he came back in, of course, finished strong there with a couple good runs there right before the end of the half. But we got to keep the pressure on him defensively as we're doing. I think that's definitely the key to the game.
Well, we'll have our halftime stats. Thank you to Barry Broom, the Allstate Insurance Agency, for their support of this halftime show. We'll have these numbers for you in just a little while. And we're going to see that it's very defensive. I mean, we're going to talk about numbers that we don't normally see in a half of football from our Lowndes High Vikings. And I'm sure if you're a Stevenson fan, if you're listening and you hear this, you're going to say, wow, that's not a Stevenson kind of offensive output as well. This is a team, these two teams right here are playing great defense, and Stevenson is as well. They've been able to contain us quite a bit. We're making some pretty good runs. But for the most part, they are making great defensive plays as well.
Guys, we talked about, we've talked a lot about Mike Davis and how good he is for Stevenson. They're all everything running back. But I do want to mention on defense, number 22, Raphael Kirby,
yeah,
and number 35, Darion Herring, are men. Those are extremely talented, fast, big linebackers. I've been very, very impressed with both of them tonight. Herring's committed to Vanderbilt. Kirby's committed to Miami. They are all over the field making tackles and just, they're dominating defenders.
Like you said, Marty, Kirby, one of my impact players of the game, 102 tackles thus far on the year, 21 for losses. He's got one INT. Herring, 86 tackles, 16 of those are for a loss. He has one interception. He has three fumble returns. And that's the key to their defense is their linebacker play.
Well, it is, to kind of add to that, their defensive line, who I talked a little bit about in the pregame, they're huge, guys. They are incredible. But our offensive line has done a great job with them so far. Our offensive line has really handled their front four pretty well. It's the linebackers that are, that we're having a hard time with. Of course, I think that's their game plan. I think it's to get those front four up there, let them occupy the blockers, and let the linebackers make plays. And, they've made a lot of plays tonight. Fortunately, we were able to get the seven. But their defensive line of Jerontae Jones, Jafar Mann, Carlos Hood, and Jonathan Wynn are impressive. Wynn's a junior. The other three are all seniors. But they are very, very good up front.
Well, guys, I see the Stevenson band down performing on the field right now. Clock says there's about 5 minutes left in the halftime here. Let's go ahead and take a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll bring you the stats brought to you by Barry Broom, Allstate Insurance Agency. Remember, you're in good hands with Allstate.
Back in Clarkston, Georgia, James R. Holliford Stadium. It is halftime. Vikings lead 7-0. here on the Lions High Football Radio Network. Now let's go to Bill Osborne and our first half stats.
First half stats brought to you by the Barry Broom Allstate Insurance Agency. Remember, you're in good hands with Allstate. The halftime score here is Lions 7, Stevenson 0. First downs tonight, Stevenson with 4 first downs in the first half. They're 15 carries for 84 yards. They have, they're 2 of 8 in the air for 9 yards passing. No touchdowns, no interceptions. They've run 23 total plays for 93 yards of total offense. No fumbles tonight. They've been penalized one time for 10 yards, and they've punted 3 times for an average of 37.3 yards. Their leading rusher is number 28, Mike Davis. He's got 11 carries for 69 yards on the half. And their leading receiver is number 19. That's DeMarcus Sweat, 2 catches for 9 yards. For the Vikings, they've got 6 first downs in the first half. They're 21 carries for 125 yards on the ground. They're 3 of 4 in the air for 7 yards. No touchdowns, no interceptions. They've run 25 total plays for a total offensive output of 132 yards. No fumbles tonight by the Vikings. They've been penalized 2 times for 10 yards, and we punted twice for an average of 35 yards. Our leading rusher is number 1, Mike Moore. He's got 14 carries for 102 yards and 1 touchdown in the half. And our leading receiver, number 21, Nick Bergman, 1 catch for 7 yards. And those are your first half stats brought to you by the Barry Broom Allstate Insurance Agency in Valdosta, Georgia. Remember, you're in good hands with Allstate.
Yeah, we're about a minute and I say 30 seconds away, well, a minute 30 seconds away from the 3-minute warm-up period. And both teams now coming back out on the field. And I was looking downstairs to see if Marty had made it back downstairs yet.
It takes him a little longer to get back down these stands anyway and get down to the field.
Right.
Stevenson band, man, they are blowing us out up here.
Good band, and just a very good, very good band. I enjoyed watching them perform. Taylor, let's get your keys to the second half.
Well, keys to the second half, you know, we mentioned before the game we needed that 100-plus yard rusher. Well, we've got it in the first half, Mike Moore. Now I'm going to move on to we need a 200-yard rusher, and that needs to be Mike Moore. Again, we found Coach Mack always says that he likes to find what works and stick with it. Well, we found that Mike Moore works, and let's stick with it. Defensively, I think we need to continue to get pressure on the defensive side of the ball, on their offensive line, stop plays behind, and we gotta tackle on the first contact. We can't give a Davis extra yards after contact, or a guy like Moon extra yards after contact, because they'll kill us.
Bill, your keys to the game.
Well,
I
think it's Marty. We talked about it at first part of the halftime. It is more of what we've seen defensively. I think we have got to continue to be a defensive dominating team the way we have been here in the first half. We cannot take a playoff. We can't take even half a playoff. We have got to get out here with every play and be ready to go no matter what formation they line up and who they put in the backfield or who they run out at wide receiver. This is a defense that's got to play. And my motto from the very beginning of the season after that first loss is finish. We've got to finish. We got 24 more minutes here that we've got to finish. And we got to finish all the way to that clock strikes zero, and we're heading back home hopefully with a victory as our Vikings prepare to go into the next round of the playoffs. But it's going to take that from our defense.
Marty?
Marty, you don't have Marty yet.
Oh, we don't have Marty yet?
Nope.
Okay. Well, I agree with both of you, but I'd like to see a little bit more pressure on their quarterback when he drops back to pass. They have gotten guys out in space, and we've kept some running backs. We've kept our defensive backs, especially Devontae Watts, with them. I wouldn't mind seeing us jamming their receivers at the line of scrimmage and throwing them off, maybe to give Stacy Wright and James Mathis a little chance to get to them. And Tyquan Lang, as he slides over in that safety spot, we have got to find a way. When Davis gets hit, I think what's happening is he's getting a hit. It looks like we're wrapping up, and then he's breaking it outside and getting downfield. We've got to wrap up and stay wrapped up when we do it. Marty, your keys to the second half.
Well, Wes, I think I agree with you. We definitely have to wrap up. That's going to be the key there. The key is going to be getting pressure on the stopping the fullback and getting pressure on the outside and keeping Mike Davis from breaking one here. And then, of course, offensively, we've got to keep up what we're doing. We've got to keep running Mike Moore, getting a heavy dose of Mike. I look to see us to run to that right side a bunch more in the second half. We found something there late in the second half, I mean late in the first half, that that was working. And I look for us to kind of go back to that and just keep trying to run the ball to Mike and try to control the clock and see if we can't pull out a 14-0 victory here.
Well, I tell you what, I'll take a 7-0 victory right now if we could just hold on and win as we get to, because this is a very, very talented Stevenson football team. But hats off in the first half to our defense to be able to contain them and our offense to be able to move the ball. We are 48 seconds away from kicking this thing off in the second half. And boy, I tell you what, there's going to be a lot of action right here. All righty, back at James R. Holliford Stadium, West James, Bill Osborne, Taylor Vittle, Marty Rogers down on the sidelines as we get set to start the second half. Our Vikings won the toss, elected to defer. We lead it 7-0, and Stevenson will be kicking off toward that north end zone. So we will be looking at the clock in the third quarter. It will be at our backs in the fourth quarter. Dropping back deep is Tyquan Lang and Jordan Williams as the Stevenson kicker will tee it up on the 40-yard line. 24 more minutes of football. The winner advances to the second round of the state high school football playoffs. And it's a dual thing. It's congratulations to our sister school, the Valdosta Wildcats, winning the region, and condolences for losing to Noonan last night. A great, good, tough way to end the season, but congratulations on winning the region, being the region champs. And we are getting ready for the kickoff, waiting for the official signals. As a wise man once told me, the least most important thing in life is a score at halftime, and the most important possession of any football game is what you do with yours in the first. Oh, we let it run out of bounds. It was close. What you do with your first possession in the third quarter and what your opponent does with their first possession kind of sets the tone for the second half. And that ball just kind of dribbled down the sidelines and dribbled and dribbled and dribbled and finally went out of bounds around the 7.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Wes. That's a dangerous kind of play to wait on and wait on. As Tyquan just kept looking at it, if they'd have got down there quick enough, they could have recovered, or if that worst case, we would have had to down it right there.
Well, last week in the opening on this, ML King kicked off one dribble like that, bounced back toward the center of the field, rolled dead at the 5, and ML King went down and recovered it and had first and goal from the 5 on the opening play. But here we go to get started. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Gerald in the gun. Two receivers far side. Ball in the middle of the field. They're in a 7-man front. There's a snap to Mike Moore right up the middle, and he'll get half a yard if he gets that.
Yeah, they're going to mark him right at the 36-yard line. He didn't have a lot of room right there, just trying to stick his nose right in the middle, though. 7-0, the Vikings lead here with 11:36 and the clock running in the third quarter. Vikings have it 2nd and 9.
Gerald in the shotgun, two receivers near side, tied in to the far side of the field, again to Mike Moore, and they have found a way to plug from what we were getting on the inside. They have stuffed that run, and it is going to be 3rd and 9 from the 31-yard line.
Yeah, Stevenson, it looks like, now these runs have been over the left side of the line. We've talked about the first half, everything was over the right side.
3rd and 9, two receivers far side. Again, in the gun. Keeps a back there with him. Gerald waiting on the snap. Drops back, looks, throws downfield. Oh, throw behind the receiver.
That was Josh Clemens that was open, and he had about 2 yards more for the first down. It would have been a first down play for the Vikings. Lance just not able to hit him. Threw behind him just a little bit. That'll force us into a punt situation. That'll bring up Sean Smith. Will be standing at about his own 22.
Jaguar receiver, punt returner, standing back about the 25. 10:48 to go here in the third. There's a snap. They come after it. We get it away. Nice kick. Hits at the 35, crosses the 30, the 25, the 20, and will roll dead about the 19-and-a-half yard line.
That, folks, is what's called flipping the field. We took it from our 35, made a 45-yard punt, and get them down just inside their own 20 as the Jaguars will start their first possession of the second half at first and 10 at about the 19-and-a-half yard line. Viking defense set, waiting on the offense to come out on the field.
There comes Hallman as he brings the Jaguars out, along with that big bruising running back, Mike Davis, tied in to the Viking side of the field. Ball on the far hash mark. Hallman turns around, says something to his running back, slides under center. Now backs up, says something to him again, goes back under center, brings a man in motion. Gets it to the fullback right up the middle, and he busts right up our gut across the 20 up to around the 22, 23-yard line, where it's going to be second and seven from the 23. Two players check in for Stevenson. Hallman runs all the way to the sidelines after the play, gets the play, and Coach Cantrell, and goes back in. We're in a five-man front, two linebackers, showing man coverage out here in the flats. Twins left, twins right. Hallman drops back, looks, throws out in the flats to Davis, looking for one man, tries to get outside, and he'll have the first down all the way out to the 35-yard line. They got him in space, and that's just what they wanted to do. Clemens makes a tackle, and Davis just kind of pats him on the helmet as they go by. Two Division I players saying, hey, you made good plays. First and 10 for the Jaguars out to the 35. Moves the ball over to press box side of the field.
Most successful pass play for the Jaguars tonight.
Again, Hallman goes under center, puts Davis right behind him. They're in the wing tee. Brings a man in motion. Gives it Davis around the right side looking for a hole. We hit him after he picks up 2 yards, knocking down. That's Trey Jackson in on the tackle as he gets from the 35 up to the 39. Actually, we'll give him 4 yards on that play. It'll be second and six.
Wes, that was T.J. Moon, the fullback, in on that carry. Mike Davis was spit out on the wingback, but a hard run there by T.J. Moon. And, you know, they've got both them and Mike Davis in there. They both, one's 20, one's 28, so it's hard to see the difference.
It sure is, and we got Marty down on the sidelines. In fact, Marty's a lot closer than we will ever be. Hallman under center. Again, two. Not sure if it's Moon or Davis, but either 15. One. They're across the 40 up to the 44-yard line. It's going to be third and one. 9 minutes to go here in the third. And so far, Stevenson has taken their third quarter possession and proceeded just to move deep out from their 19. All the way out now to the 43-and-a-half-yard line.
Wes, that was, again, T.J. Moon. I'll try to help you out here. Mike Davis has on the white leggings. I think he's got on the leg warmers trying to keep that quad warm. T.J. Moon does not. He's number 20.
Gotcha.
Another tough run there by number 20.
Gotcha. That means Davis lined up his wing back on our side. There's a snap.
Quarterback keeper.
Right up the middle for the first down as it gets across the 45 up to the 46 and mark him at the 47-yard line.
That was they just needed that little first down. They didn't need much of anything in there. The quarterback just stuck his nose in there, picks up a hard first down.
Again, the ball on the near hash mark. Jaguars going from right to left on your radio dial. Hallman under center. Pitches out to Moon. Moon looking for a hole. We hit him behind the line of scrimmage, and he'll lose yardage this time. That is number 8, Justin Evans, in on the tackle from that defensive end position. Great job by Evans to read that. And they'll lose 2 yards. It'll be second and 12 back to the 45.
One of the things Marty pointed out in the halftime was that we know that we've got to stop that fullback, and that's what we're keying on right now is getting that fullback stopped.
Hallman brings the play in. 7:45 to go in the third. Vikings lead at 7-0. Stevenson now, two receivers far side, two near side. Keeps Davis in the backfield with him. Gives it to Davis, looking for a hole up the middle. and runs right into Josh Clemens as he gets back to the original line of scrimmage and gets 2 yards, getting 4 yards on the carry as Josh just pile drives him at the 49-yard line.
But then he put his hand out and helped him up.
That's the way Josh Clemens is. It'll be 3rd and 7 from the 49-yard line for the Stevenson Jaguars. Again, Twins to the near side, Twins to the far side. Holman in the gun, keeps Davis to his right. We're in that five-man front. Takes a snap, drops back, looks, throws across the middle, and it hit somebody and bounced out. Incomplete pass.
No, they're still talking about it. Tyquan Lang's got his hands on it. They can't tell. The officials are in the middle of the field talking about it. Marty, what do you think they're saying?
It was tipped, and they're trying to determine if TQ caught it. I couldn't really tell from my angle, but the officials are talking here. TQ saying he caught the ball, Tyquan Lang, that is.
And from our vantage point, it's hard to see, but it does look like he got his hands under it. He definitely came up with it. But, of course, I don't know that either one of the two side judges saw it.
Incomplete.
They're calling it incomplete, guys.
And I think that incomplete probably is as much as we didn't see it, and so they can't make that call.
I have to think that might have been the right call, too. I saw it. I just didn't have a great angle. It looked like it might have been one of those plays where his hands, you know, were on the ball, but the ball hit the ground as well. And he just, you know, unfortunately it was close, but they didn't give it to him.
All righty, Tyquan Lane. They've got two gunners on the far side. We go out to cover them.
Stevenson set to punt now.
If they're going to punt. Nope. They look to run it. Trying around the right side, and we run him out of bounds. They went for it on fourth down, but
he's
did not make
short.
It.
Yeah, 3 or 4 yards short.
They got it down to our 48-yard line, and that's about where we would have had it had we intercepted the ball.
So the Vikings get a turnover on downs as Stevenson tries to go for it on fourth down. 6:43 left here in the third quarter. Vikings still lead 7-0. It is first down and 10 for the Vikings from their own 47-yard line.
Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings still going left to right on your radio dial. We go back to the wing tee. We send a receiver to the far side of the field. We've got Clemens at wing back on the near side. They're in a five-man front. And we give it to Clemens behind one man, two, three. He's across the 50 into Jaguar territory down to their 48-yard line. Give him 5 yards on the carry. 2nd and 5 from there. First time tonight we've seen Josh line up as a wing back. Not the first time this year, though. We've seen him at quarterback, wing back, wide receiver, defensive end, linebacker, and safety all this year.
Did you say quarterback, too?
Yes.
Josh is still out at that wide-out wingback spot, or now he steps back in the pistol.
Gerald under center with a tight end to our side. Again to Clemens around the left side. Look at those big long legs as he stretches it out. First down all the way down to the Stevenson 40-yard line. Give him 8 yards on the carry. It'll be 1st and 10 Vikings from the 40. 5:58 to go here in the third. And Josh Clemens giving our offense a little bit of a spark.
We haven't seen Josh in a long time this season, since probably the first or second game at that wingback spot.
And got him in the backfield along with D. Daniels. Gerald, again to D. Oh, the ball's on the ground. The ball is on the ground. No indication from the officials yet.
We came up with it.
Yeah, we came up with the fumble.
West did squirt it out and came over towards our sidelines, and Josh Clemens fell on it.
At the 38-yard line, so it's going to be 2nd and 8 from there with 5:23 to go. I couldn't see. That's a long way across there. Mike Morton, wing back on our side. In the wing tee. Six-man front for Stevenson. On the counter to Mike Moore. By one man, two, still on his feet as he fights his way across the 35. All the way down to the 32-yard line. He's going to be about 2 yards short of the first down. It'll be 3rd and 2 from there. Mike Moore, boy, tell you what a blistering back he has been tonight, bruising back at that, dropping his head, dropping that shoulder, trying to run over people. Bergman checks out. as Gerald again will slip under center. Daniels and Moore in the backfield. Eight men up on the line of scrimmage. Give it to Moore. Gets hit in the backfield by one man. Two slips, squirms, and slides all the way down to the 29-yard line for a first down for our Vikings.
What a great run by Mike Moore. I mean, we've talked about the power of the Stevenson backs, but Mike Moore showing his own power here tonight.
4:18 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 7-0. First and 10 from the Stevenson 29-yard line. Five-man front, six with the corner up on the line of scrimmage. To Daniels up the middle, he slips and falls as he gets... Oh, the ball's on the ground. Ball's on the ground. And Stevenson's come up with it. We fumbled. I thought, I don't know whether it was a clean... Marty, could you see whether it was a clean handoff or not?
Marty can't hear us.
Oh, okay. They recover at our 31. First turnover of the night for either team. Marty, could you tell whether that was a clean handoff or not?
What? And that's exactly what it was. A bad exchange there to the running back. Ball came out and they fell on it.
Holman in the shotgun. Two receivers near side, one far side. Give it to Davis. We hit him from behind. Stand him up. That's Saquon Lanin on the tackle as he crosses the 31 up from the line of scrimmage. They're going to give him 2 yards, 3 yards up to the 34. 3:42 to go here in the third quarter. Still leading 7-0, our Vikings are. Second, and give me 4 yards, so it'll be second and six. As Holman will send two receivers far side, one near side, keeps Davis in the backfield to his right. Gives it to Davis, looking for a hole, cuts back right. He'll get up to the 35, maybe the 36-yard line, give him two. It'll be second and one, two, three, four, five from there. I mean third and five. 2:58 to go here in the third. We need a big stop right here from our Vikings. Holman brings the play in from the sidelines. They send twins to the right. Single receiver near side. Davis to his left. Takes a snap. Drops back. Look, there comes a rush. Throws way downfield, down the middle of the field. Overthrows everybody. Great coverage back there by Tyquan Lang and number 31, that's Brandon Roberts.
Yeah, that's one of those that we see a lot. When you're in that wingback position, in a wingback formation, you don't have a lot of pass plays down the field. And a lot of times your quarterback, just all he's got is just to heave it down the field and hope that one or either two of your wide receivers get open.
Stevenson will have to punt. We're standing back about our 30. We jump. There's a flag. High, high kick. Hits, bounced backwards. They down it at our 47-yard line, but we jumped.
And it was fourth and a short five, so that probably is going to give them a first down if that's the call. They haven't officially made the call, but it does look like that, so let's see. Oh, and they're going to our sideline asking for instructions from there, so it's going to be against...
A legal procedure. I didn't see them jump.
Our coaches are saying one of their guys jumped there. Actually, they were saying it looked like the center kind of hitched the snap, but they called a legal procedure, and, you know, fortunately it was against them, and we get the ball in good field position.
At our 47-yard line. With 2:13 to go here in the third. Ball on the near hash mark.
So the Viking defense again has held, and we get back on offense. We were moving the ball the last series, Wes.
Nick Bergman in. I didn't see who is in at fullback. That's number 36 at fullback, Telvin Orr. We go under center with Bergman in motion. Give it Orr over the left side. The big bruising fullback gets across the 50 down to the Stevenson 49-and-a-half-yard line. Give him 3.5 yards on the carry. Make it second and a long six from there with inside 2 minutes to go here in the third. We send receiver to the far side. He's in man coverage. Gerald goes under center. Gives it to Moore over the left side. Cuts back against the grain. One man, two. And he'll get down close. He'll get down to the 46-yard line. It will be third and a long three from there.
Yeah, that's a good manageable position on a third and three, though.
Ball in the middle of the field. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. We're at a minute. We will be somewhere around a minute five when this ball is snapped to go here in the third quarter. Less than that. Bring Roberts to the near side. Again, Gerald under center. They're showing blitz by the linebackers. Give it to Moore. Gets hit in the backfield by 1-2. Stand him up. He will not get the first down.
They're going to tackle him. I thought he made the 45, but they're going to hold him right at the line of scrimmage. Great defensive surge by the Jaguars, and the Vikings will have to punt. The clock continues to run. 38 seconds here in the third quarter. Vikings lead 7-0. Sean Smith set to punt for the Vikings. He'll stand about the 40-yard line.
We're waiting on the snap. Jaguars trying to get set on defense. There it is. Nice high kick. He signals fair catch. Hits at the 10, takes a bounce backwards, and we down it somewhere around the 12-yard line.
Oh, that's going to be inside the 10.
I mean inside somewhere around the 7-yard line.
Yeah, it took a wedge shot like a golf shot. And I tell you, Sean Smith has had a great night punting for the Vikings. He has pinned down Stevenson inside the 20 at least twice, three times now. And 2 seconds left here in the third quarter. Stevenson will have one play here in the third quarter before we move on to the fourth quarter of this first round of the 5A state championship playoffs between the Vikings and the Jaguars.
And here come the Jaguars. The junior quarterback, Justin Holman, 6'2", 175 pounds, goes under center. Davis and Moon in the backfield. And they give it to Davis around the right side. We hit him and run him out of bounds up around the 12, 13-yard line. That's the end of the first. That's the end of the third quarter. Let's take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. All righty, we go to the fourth quarter here at James Holliford Stadium. Our Vikings leading 7-0. It will be second and five for the Stevenson Jaguars at their own 12-yard line. Allman in the gun. Two receivers far side. Davis to his left. Takes a snap. Gives it to Davis as he comes right. Looking for a hole. We hit him. And Tyquan Lane, Trey Jackson stood him up. And Tyquan come in and wrapped him up as he crossed the 15 up to the 16-yard line. It's going to be third and about one out at the 16.
Third in a very manageable situation for the Jaguars right here.
We have made it to that all-important fourth quarter, leading 7-0. Jaguars, two receivers far side. Again, Holman in the gun, standing at his 12. Takes the snap, gives it to Davis. Davis looking for a hole. He has the first down as it gets up to the 17, maybe 18-yard line, and a flag comes in.
The way that they threw that in the middle, it could have been a holding or a face mask against the Vikings. We'll have to see.
And in high school, you can have an inadvertent face mask, where in college, any face mask is 15. If that's what it is. The official's talking.
I mean, they threw that right into the middle of the pile, which tends to be something right there that somebody grabbed a face mask.
Personal foul. That's a 15-yard penalty.
I think that's what the
officials there, but our coaches and all of us on the sidelines from our angle, it looked like he had jersey. But that's what our coaches are trying to argue, but obviously they're not going to win that. 15 yards to Stevenson, and they got a first down.
11:08 to go here in the fourth quarter. Again, to Davis around the left side, trying to get him in space. Taekwon Lane, what a great tackle at the line of scrimmage, but Davis serves and gets a couple of yards as he falls forward out to the 35.
Yeah, that's something we've needed to do is to stop him on the outside. Taekwon Lang, very small, not able to really wrap up a player like that, but he just threw his body into him, at least held him up and knocked him down where he wasn't going to make that turn and get upfield.
The second and 8 from there. Again, they send two receivers far side. Wing back near side. Again to Davis. Looking for a hole. Gets hit at the line of scrimmage. That's James Mathis. But he'll still fall forward for about 3 yards. It'll be 3rd and 5 from out around the 37-yard line. Bill says 3rd and 6.
Yeah, a little closer to 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He is on the 33-yard line. He's got to get to the... 37-yard line. He's got to get to the 43.
We're inside 10 minutes to go here in the ball game, leading 7-0. Two receivers near side. Wing back to the far side. We're in a five-man front. They bring a man in motion. That's Moon towards us. Ball's on the ground. Holman drops it, but he falls back. He falls on it. It'll be 3rd, and he'll lose a couple of yards. It's 4th. They're saying 4th down.
It is 4th down. Not just saying it. It is 4th down. It was 3rd and 6.
So it'll be 4th and 8.
West. 1, 2, 3.
I'm not a banker.
It's a long way over there to those chains, guys.
It is. Stevenson set to punt.
He shanked it off the side of his foot. Hits at the 50. Bounces into our territory and rolls dead. Somewhere around the 47-yard line.
So Vikings will take over again. The Vikings have had great field position tonight, being able to start in or around the 50-yard line in a lot of their plays. And we have pinned Stevenson deep so many different times, thanks in part a lot to our punter tonight, Sean Smith. But the Vikings leading here with 9:01 left in the ball game, 7-3, and it's Viking ball, first down.
7-0.
And we've got a new face, Amon Brown, in at fullback for our Vikings. Six-man front for the Jaguars. Give it to Amon up over. Look at the speedster go right up the middle. By one man, two. They pull him down at the 25-yard line.
Amon Brown, a freshman. We talked about. Go ahead.
Sorry, 30 yards there on the run by the freshman. I think he's learned to pick his feet up, guys, when he's running.
First, all the way down to their 26-yard line. And we were hoping we have not seen him play in a few weeks. And how excited we got when we seen him play against Coffee. Six-man front for the Jaguars. Again to Brown. He gets hit at the line. And they give him a yard as he gets down to the 25. Eight. And a half minutes to go here in the ball game. 2nd and 9 from the Jaguar 25-yard line. We're going from right to left on the radio dial, headed toward that north end zone. The clock, the scoreboard is at our backs. Our team can't see it. We bring Kevin Edwards to the near side. Mike Moore and Brown in the backfield. Tight end to our side of the field. Gerald under center. He takes that snap. Gives it to Bergman on the counter, off one man, two, still on his feet. He's across, they'll pull him down close to the 20-yard line. A great play by Nick Bergman.
Yeah, let me tell you something about that play. Nick, when you're used to, he's not used to playing a team this physical. He's trying to do a lot of moves to get himself outside. He had a little small holes up the middle. He's got to be able to hit those against a very physical team like Stevenson.
Third and five from the 21-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. Brown checks out. D. Daniels checks in. Kevin Edwards at wing back. Mike Moore at wing back, and he's in motion. Gerald rolls right, looking, throws downfield. Oh, knocked away at the last minute.
Well, the tight end was coming down around the outside, and he actually had to, he turned his body, and he tripped over his own feet as he tried to turn his body backwards. That's what it looked like to you, Marty.
It'll be fourth and five. Decision time here for Coach Mack. 7:12 to go here in this ball game. Ball at the 21-yard line.
We've had one field goal blocked.
It'd be a 38-yarder if we put it down now.
We're going to take a timeout. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at Holliford Stadium, Vikings leading 7-0. It is fourth and five from the 21, and Marty Rogers just relayed up to the sidelines. Marty, what'd you tell us?
Guys, we are sending out the kicker. Freshman Nick Hart is back on the field. We're going to give him another try here.
Be a 38-yarder. He was making these in pregame too, guys.
It was the snap and the hold that was the error last
time. Before
the
game, this is going to be one of the keys to the game. And here it is. We'll see.
Jared Fuller waiting on that snap. Looks back at Hart. Looks back at Jason Crum. There's a snap. Ball's down. Kicks up and...
Not long enough.
I think it still might have still got tipped a little bit at the line of scrimmage, but it was wide right.
Not long enough. He
We had a fumble on the hold there. That's twice now. And he still almost made it. He missed it just by a couple yards.
That'll give the ball back over to the Jaguars with the Vikings leading 7-0 here. 7:07 left in the ball game. It'll be first down and 10 for the Jaguars at their own 20-yard line. Jaguars taking a long time to get out on the field, and that's been some of the complaints from the Lions coaching staff, is they're taking a long time between snaps and no penalties.
Holman in the shotgun. Two receivers near side, one far side. Takes the snap, drops back, looks, pump fakes, those across the middle. And over the outreached arms of their big tight end as he was got inside Josh Clemens and was open out at the 30. It'll be second and 10. Stops the clock with 7:03 to go here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that was their tight end, number 89, Josh Parrish. He's been very quiet offensively for the Jaguars tonight.
Holman trots in from the sidelines. Again, twins. Two receivers near side, single receiver far side, and timeout Stevenson.
Stevenson's going to get a timeout here, guys.
We'll take one, too. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back here in Clarkston, Georgia, Wes James along with Wild Bill Osborne. Marty Rogers on the sideline is Taylor Biddle. In the booth with Bill and I, it is second and 10 from the 20-yard line. Ball right in the middle of the field. Vikings lead it 7-0. It's 7:03 to go here in the fourth quarter. The Jaguars bring two receivers near side. Single, not two receivers far side. Keeps Davis in the backfield. Look for him to come sneaking out of that backfield for a little pass. Holman in the shotgun. Drops back. Looks at Davis. Nothing there. Tucks the ball. Starts to run. We hit him as he gets back to the, as he gets to the line of scrimmage and find 6 yards. Should be third and four. We read it perfectly. Josh Clemens stayed with Davis as Davis comes sneaking out on the flat, but then Holman pulled the ball down. 6:42 to go here in the ball game. Again, twins left, twins right. Holman drops back, fakes, throws down, catch made at the 30. He's got the first down out to the 32-yard line.
One of the things, Wes, right there on that play I noticed is number 19, DeMarcus Sweat, made the catch. got him the first down, but he really does not do a great job with taking care of the ball. He's got it thrown way outside his body as he's trying to make turns. Maybe we see that, get our hand on the ball.
First and 10 out to the 32.5-yard line, 33. Two receivers far side, two near side. Again, Holman gives it to Davis, and we hit him at the line of scrimmage, and that's as far as he gets. Second and 10 there.
Yeah, a little bit of a bobbled snap, I mean a bobbled handoff, and Davis never could get his feet underneath him, and that'll bring up second down and 10, maybe even a little minor loss on that.
And we are under the halfway mark here in the fourth quarter. Leading 7-0. Holman again sends two receivers near side, two far side. We're in that five-man front. Takes a snap. Gives it to Davis around the left side, looking, looking, looking. Cuts the corner, got a man open down the field. He goes. Trey Jackson makes a touchdown-saving tackle from behind across the 50, but we've got a flag down back at the 32.
Yeah. Guys, the receiver out here was holding. It was right in front of our coaches, so obviously we erupted over here, but they got the call. This will be coming back.
There's a flag on both sides of the field.
And we definitely will take that penalty.
And that's what they call holding.
They're both, the flags are almost in the same yard marker, just opposite ends of the field. The one on our side picks his up.
They go from the 32.
Oh, a false start. Illegal formation is what they called, not a hold.
Got a false start there instead of a holding. Is that right, guys?
That's what we see. That's what we see from up here. Yeah, an illegal formation.
So it'll be second and 15, 5:30 to go here in the ball game.
Second and 17 or 18 now.
You count them, Bill. That's 15. Throw that in the flats. Catch off the fingertips. Stops the clock with 5:16 to go.
In on coverage for the Vikings, number 33, Devontae Watts. They've been busy out there on the corners. For a team that doesn't throw the ball a lot, they have really tried to air it out.
Third and 15. I can count them that time, Bill. Bill said I was right. Thank you.
We got to give you the victories where we can.
Yeah, because Bill, my banker, he has to keep me straight on numbers.
You got bankers all around you.
Yeah, but you're my personal banker. And if you need a personal banker, go to Ameris Bank.
All right, third and 15 now for the Jaguars.
Twins near side, Twins far side. Davis to the right of Holman. He takes a snap, drops back, looks, throws way downfield, and he's going to overthrow his receivers at the 35-yard line. And a great effort by the receiver to try to catch up with that ball, because Holman did. He overthrew everybody. It'll be fourth and 15. They'll have to punt with 5:09 to go.
Yeah, again, in that wing tee, when you're in those formations, all you really have is a go pattern for your wide receivers. He just went down the field on a post right down the middle of the field. Well-thrown ball, just couldn't quite get to it. Fourth down now for the Jaguars. 5:09 left in the ball game. Vikings lead 7-0.
There's a punt. High, high punt. We signal fair catch at our own 44-yard line.
Yeah, it was Jordan Williams made the fair catch, and the Vikings will have it first down and 10 from, again, a very good field position, their own 44-yard line. 5:01 left on the clock. Vikings leading 7-0, holding on to this lead. That lead came with a 5-yard run by Mike Moore back in the second quarter. And we've just been holding on to it here. We've moved the ball offensively, just can't get it in the end zone.
Bergman comes out, as does Orr and Mike Moore.
We're in the wing tee for about the fourth or fifth time tonight, guys.
They're in a 6-man front. Gerald under center, tied into our side of the field. We give it to Bergman around the right side by one man, two. Still on his feet, gets the first down into Jaguar territory, still on his feet. Folks, fights his way all the way down to the 47-yard line, and man, what a run by Nick Bergman. Refused to go down.
He got hit, I think, guys, about the 50.
Looks like about 17 or 18 yards there by Bergman. Never quit, kept those feet churning.
Say hello to my buddy Tommy Palmer listening to us tonight. Everybody knows Tommy. Georgia High School School Board. First and 10 Vikings. 4:43 to go here in the ball game. Ball on the far hash mark. We send the receiver to the far side.
Freshman's back in too, guys.
At fullback, that's Amon Brown. Gerald under center. Gives it to Brown right up the middle by one man, two. And he gets 6 yards as it gets down around the 32-yard line. Second and four from there. 4:14 to go here in this 7-0 ball game that our Vikings lead.
Clock will tick down under 4 minutes right here.
Gerald looks to the sidelines. They're trying to use as much clock as they can. They're showing blitz up the middle. Now they back out. Slide a corner over to the far side. Give it to Bergman. Behind one man, two. Tries to get down the sidelines. Tiptoes. Does he stay in bounds?
Yes, he does.
He gets the first down down around the 22. Game marking down at the 23-yard line.
He found that corner. All he had to do was kind of pick his way around. We talked about him not hitting the hole and just tiptoeing around. This time, he was moving forward the whole time he was trying to find the hole.
First and 10 at the Stevenson 23-yard line.
They'll start the clock now. 3:32 it continues to run.
It should be somewhere around the 3-minute mark. Gerald looks to the sidelines. Goes under center. Takes a snap to Brown as Brown tries to get out the side, and they'll run him out of bounds as it gets down around the 16, 17-yard line. That's the freshman, Amon Brown. And the speed that he's got, Bill, is sure showing off. He's showing off. And I think it's those fresh legs. He's kept Bergman, and he's put Brown in here, fresh legs, running the ball, and it's getting us some first downs here late in the ball game.
Yeah, we hadn't seen Mike Moore run a lot here in the second half, and I think you're exactly right. It's those fresh legs. But now that's a little freshman mistake right there. He wanted to stay in bounds.
Second and four. Gerald, under center. Takes a snap.
Fullback.
Right up the middle. And it is Amon Brown. First down, Vikings. First and goal, Vikings. And, Bill, we hadn't done it all night, and we've got to.
First down, Vikings. There you go, Hub.
First and goal, Vikings, down at the 8-yard line. 2:58 to go here in the ball game. Official winds the clock. Gerald looks to the sideline. Slides under center. Takes a snap. Bergman, the ball's on the ground. Bergman has to fall on it. All the way back at the 18-yard line.
Wow.
We got a timeout on the play by Stevenson.
And timeout, Stevenson. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Going to a precarious 7-0 lead. We had first and goal at the 8. It is now second and goal back at the 18. Ball on the far hash mark. Bergman in at wing back.
Stevenson only got one timeout left, guys. We need to note that.
Or in at fullback. Clock will not start until the ball is snapped. They're in a 6-man front. Tied into our side of the field. Gerald goes under center. On the counter. We're inside the 15, down to around the 14. I'm trying to see who carried the ball for us.
Mike Moore.
Mike Moore on the counter, so it's going to be, we're at 2:17. Clock is running. So it's going to be third and goal from about the 14-yard line.
I tell you right now, this place is electric here. Both bands. We got the Stevenson band down below us, the Lounge band across from us, and both are playing. And I mean, it is exciting out here with under 2 minutes, the clock running. Vikings holding on to a 7-0 lead in the first round of these playoffs.
Moore in the backfield. Gerald slides under center. takes a snap. Ball's on the ground, and Gerald has to fall back on it at the 16-yard line. It'll be fourth and goal from the 16.
Wow, just shooting ourselves in the foot, missing handoffs. I mean, wow.
Now, Coach, minute 35 to go. Clock has stopped.
It should start again, though, as soon as the ball is set. Oh, they call their final timeout.
All righty, we'll keep it right here.
It'd be a 33-yarder from here if we attempt it, guys.
A 33-yarder, or we go for it, and if we don't get it, we turn it over inside the 20-yard line. What do you do?
That's why they pay Coach McPherson the big bucks. It is really – Marty, what are you hearing on the sideline over there?
Guys, I really couldn't hear much there just in and trying to figure out what we were going to do. The kicker is he's not out there, so it doesn't look like we're going to line up and try to kick this one. Looks like we're going to try to go for it.
Well, one of the things that over the last couple of weeks, the holder has been Eric Blanton since he came back, and now we've gone back to Garrett Fuller. Now, I'm not saying that it's Garrett's fault or the snapper. We don't know. I mean, there's the mechanics, the familiarity of it had started. It was Garrett Fuller and the snapper and the kicker, and now we went to Eric Blanton, had a couple mishaps. Now we're back to Garrett Fuller and having mishaps. You know, that chemistry is so precarious. It's something they got to work on.
Guys, we're letting another kicker kick it, and Eric Blanton is holding it this time. Looks like number 95, the guy who's been punting for us, will be trying to kick.
Sean Smith.
That's Sean Smith to attempt a 32-yard field goal. Ball in the middle of the field. There's a snap. Ball's down. Kick is up, and... no good.
Oh, he had the distance on that one.
We got a flag on the play, guys.
Kicker, guys, it looks like they roughed the kicker. I think we might get a first down out of this.
If that's roughing, that's an automatic first down. We're going to wait and see because I looked at the field goal, did not watch what was happening behind the play. The referee steps out. They're talking about it. Now they're moving the Stevenson players away. Let's see what we have.
Stevenson's trying to say that the ball was tipped. I have to disagree. I do not think the ball was tipped. It had too good of a flight on it. It just sailed wide right.
I did not see personal
that
foul roughing the kicker. He did not make that indication, but whatever it is a first down for the Vikings. I was waiting to see his indication, and all he did was point toward the Stevenson end of the field, and they marked the ball all the way down to the 8-yard line.
And the Jaguars out of timeout. 1:25 left in this ball game. We just got to run it out.
No, take a knee.
That's what I'm saying. Run it out. Run the clock out. Guys, finish this game tonight.
First and goal from the 8. They're out of timeout. A minute 25 to go on the game clock. Coach Cantrell talking to the referee. They're trying to say the ball was tipped. They've already marked it off. If you didn't listen earlier, this is the number one crew out of the Northeast Georgia Officials Association.
And it's been, for the most part, a well-called game. Very few penalties. Halftime, there were only 3 penalties.
The White Hat, in addition to officiating high school football, is a ACC baseball referee.
Umpire?
I'm sorry. Baseball umpire. Gerald goes under center. Takes a snap. Kneels down. They push him back. Clock's running.
Got to keep your cool here, guys.
And they can't stop the clock with a minute 12 to go here in the ball game. It will be second and goal back at the 10-yard line.
They have not put the ball in play yet. Just set it down and
wound the clock at 59, inside 1 minute to go.
Now they put it for play. Lots and lots of time. They look over to the sideline. Coach Redshaw holds his hands up, and he'll point to the quarterback when it's time to take the snap. Clock running, 42, 41 seconds. Vikings holding on to a 7-0 lead here in the first round of the playoffs.
Gerald goes under center, goes down. They jump over, tackling. High crowd, you can hear the boos across the stadium, not happy with that. And that, Bill, was probably going to be the final play of the ball game. Vikings will advance to play Grayson next Friday night. And we'll go down to the field and Marty Rogers.
Marty, let's get your foot.
He's not there yet, guys.
Yeah, I know that we won't get Coach McPherson right now. He normally likes to hear the alma mater there and after the handshake. We're going to go ahead and take a 60-second break. When we come back, we'll have the interview with Coach McPherson as the Vikings win 7-0. We'll be right back.
Back here at James R. Halford Stadium here in Clarkston, Georgia, and the game that nobody gave our Lowndes High Vikings a chance to win, unless you're from South Georgia, win a hard-fought battle over the Stevenson Jaguars, 7-0 to advance to the second round of the playoffs, and our reward for beating Stevenson 7-0 is we get to come back up here next Friday night and play Grayson.
Well, it's actually, the distance is maybe a little bit closer. It's not as easy a shot because you got to kind of skirt around the outskirts of Atlanta and get around east side. It's looking forward to it. I know Grayson as a team, they were hoping Lowndes would win. They want to welcome us back too.
Oh, absolutely. We've been wanting this rematch since 08, guys, and I think we're going to get it.
Now, Grayson is now the number 5 team in the nation.
Hey, guys.
Let's go downstairs to Marty.
Hey, guys. I'm here with Coach Mack. Coach Mack, congratulations. A great win.
Thank you, Marty. I'm real proud of the effort of the kids. I mean, poured it out, played the whole football game offensively and defensively. Maybe should have had a couple more points, but man, I'm proud of them.
Coach, you got to be proud of your defense. You mentioned you maybe should have had more points, but you'll take a 7-0 win anytime, I know, and your defense to keep a great offense off the scoreboard. You have to be proud of them.
Yes, sir. Yep. Very proud. Coaches did a good job. Just a big win for us, you know.
Coach, now that obviously sets up the big rematch from a few years ago. We have to go to Grayson next week. What do you have to say about that, and what do you think you're going to have to do this week to prepare for them?
I really don't know anything about them. You know, I haven't seen any film. But I do think these boys we got are hungry. I think they're ready to play with anybody.
Coach, we'll see you this week at the Coach's Show. Thank you.
There we go.
And speaking of the Coach's Show, Coach Mack and I will all be at Austin Cattle Company on Tuesday night. Whenever we'll sit down with Coach Mack, we'll be there at 6:45. He'll sit down at 7 o'clock. We'll talk about tonight's ball game. Also, we'll talk about the upcoming matchup with Grayson. And Coach Dice from Pine Grove Middle School will be there to give away the golf cart.
Yeah, they're going to do the golf cart giveaway at... They're going to do the golf cart giveaway at
Bill.
At the coach's show. Yeah, go ahead, Marty.
Come in, guys.
Go ahead,
guys,
Marty.
Guys, I'm here with James Mathis. Just want to say, James, great job tonight. How exciting was that to pull out that victory?
Very exciting. We've been wanting this all time.
James, obviously coming in tonight, we know we had a lot of talk about how many prospects, Division I prospects that they had. I know that was in the back of y'all's mind coming in tonight. And you look like you played inspired all night long. Did that give you a little extra motivation in this game?
Yes, sir. We came in with a motto, no fear.
No fear. Well, James, good job tonight. Thank you very much. Good luck next week.
Thanks, Marty. We appreciate it. I don't know if you've got any other players down there with you. Doesn't look like it. Well, you can start making your way back up here to the press box. And great. Guys, tonight we got a long way to go home, and we get to leave early. 9:45. What a quick ball game as the Vikings win this thing 7-0.
Well, Region 1 goes 2-2 against Region 3. And
Region 2.
Region 2, that is. I'm sorry, Region 2. And we've got, like I said, we've got our work cut out for us next week. We told you about the Lowndes Coaches Show at Austin's Cattle Company Tuesday night at 6:45. Coach Mack and I'll sit down at 7 o'clock and talk about tonight's ball game and the upcoming matchup with Grayson. We'll have the information about tickets when they're going on sale and how much they are and stuff like that. I tell you what, couldn't be proud of these Lowndes High Vikings to come back up here to DeKalb County to a stadium that so far, Bill, since I've been involved with Lowndes High football, we've not lost a ball game in.
It's been good to us. I want to remind all of our listeners, if you check out www.thevikingvoice.com, we'll get all these stats and everything up for you. It's going to be very late tonight because I can't get that done until I get back into Valdosta, but I will update the stats. We'll give you those stats here in just a few minutes. But all the ticket information, anything that you need to know about the next upcoming game at Grayson High School, we'll have that information on the website probably as early as tomorrow or maybe Monday at the latest, but we'll have all that information for you. Remember to join us every Tuesday night at Austin's Cattle Company for the Lounge Dive Randy McPherson Coaches Show. I want to thank all of our sponsors that make that possible. When you go to our website, be sure and look there to the left, and you'll see all those great sponsors that make it possible for us to bring you the Lounge Dive Randy McPherson Coaches Show. And if you get an opportunity, tell them thank you for supporting Lounge Dive football. The final stats tonight are thus, and we want to thank Coach Dice and his staff from Pine Grove Middle School as well as Lowndes Middle School for compiling the stats. And, of course, want to thank the Southeastern Federal Credit Union for their sponsorship of this postgame report. Vikings win 7-0 over the Jaguars of Stevenson High School. For Stevenson, they had 8 first downs. They rushed 32 times for 125 yards. They were 4 of 15 in the air for 27 yards. No touchdowns, no interceptions. They ran 47 total plays for 152 yards. They had one fumble. They did not lose it. They were penalized 4 times for 45 yards, and they punted 6 times for an average of 30 yards. Their leading rusher held to under 100 yards, number 28, Mike Davis, 22 carries for 92 yards on the night. Their leading receiver, number 19, and that is DeMarcus Sweat, 3 catches for 15 yards. And those are your stats for the Stevenson Jaguars. For our Lowndes High Vikings, 13 first downs, 43 rushes for 229 yards. They were only 3 of 6 in the air for 7 yards. No touchdowns, no interceptions. They ran 49 plays for 236 yards of total offense. Fumbled 4 times, only losing it once. They were penalized 3 times for 25 yards and punted 4 times for an average of 41.3 yards. Our leading rusher, number 1, Mike Moore, 21 carries, 121 yards, the sole touchdown for tonight. And that is the final stats. Thank you to Southeastern Federal Credit Union for their sponsorship of this postgame report. And remember, we'll have these stats for you on the Lounge High, or excuse me, on the Viking Voice website later on, which will be early this morning.
Oh,
it's been a great night. 7-0, the Vikings win over the Jaguars of Stevenson High School and earn the right to move on to the second round. As we said, that'll be at Grayson High School. Not sure, Friday night, Saturday night, probably a Friday night. We'll get some times for you, and again, that'll be on the website, www.thevikingvoice.com.
Now, we didn't talk about it much, but if I'm not mistaken, this is only the second time in Randy McPherson's career that he's opened the playoffs on the road. The first time was in 2002 at Lovejoy, I think.
It was at Lovejoy, and that was horrible because it was freezing cold.
It was Lovejoy. That was 2002, but I'm thinking any other time we've opened at home except for here. So now he has even that record. He's got his revenge for opening on the road in the first-round game, and it will take us up to Grayson next week for a big rematch with Grayson, who also runs the wing tee and has probably the most dominant defensive tackle there is in all of high school football. Final thoughts?
Yep.
Final thoughts. Marty, final thoughts.
Guys, after I catch my breath from climbing a mile of stairs for the third time tonight, I have to say that you can't give enough credit to our defense. We played excellent defensive football tonight. Our tackles, our ends, our linebackers, everybody played extremely well. Our front seven just dominated, really, and I was really surprised to see that with the talent that they've got in their running backs. But I was very proud of them, very pleased with the effort. It'll take another effort like that next week. I mentioned some coaching changes at the beginning of the game and pregame. I was wondering what we would do to try to slow down this offense. And we really did get our safeties involved. Taekwon, Nick, Eric Hart, both came up, both played well. And our corners played well running with their talented receivers when they did try to throw it. So just a great job on defense all in all. And offensively, our offensive line just battled tonight. They really did. I mean, they were playing a college front seven. I mean, all 7 of their guys are going to be on Division I football on those front 7. And our offensive line held their own and did what they had to do to win the football game. So extremely proud of those guys. Mike Moore ran extremely hard. Amon Brown, or they had to call him Deuce, on the sideline saying the Deuce is loose down there. He ran hard, and probably the biggest thing he did is after that long run, he wrapped it up with both hands and didn't fumble.
And so, you know, just a great, great night for the Vikings. Sets up a big one next week. It'll be exciting up in Grayson. And we'll see what we can do.
Defensively, I got to agree with everything you said, Marty. Little tidbit here. This is our second shutout in a row, guys. We're playing some good defense.
Wow.
And we're really starting to turn the corner the last couple games. I think we're peaking at the right time defensively. Offensively, I think we played pretty well tonight. We struggled sometimes about the 30-yard line and in, and I think we'll get that ironed out and wrapped up. I hated to see there towards the end of the game we put the ball on the ground 2-3 times, but offensively, the offensive line opened some big holes, was able to get Mike Moore some good open lanes, and again, I got to echo what Marty said, the duo of running backs we had with Brown and Bergman and even Taquan a little bit. So offensively, I think we played well. We got a big game next week. Get a little revenge match against Grayson.
Bill?
Well, I mean, we can sit and echo everything. But with all the defense that we had tonight, they played lights out. But I was very pleased that our offense was able to move the ball the way that they did. And we really didn't have to resort to you know, kind of pulling everything out of the playbook. We were able to kind of be a little bit conservative, play within ourselves. And I think that's the biggest key, is this team needs to play within itself. It did the one thing we've talked about, and it's finished. And we finished this ball game. We got four more to go to finish this whole thing out. There's a lot going on here in this next week. There's going to be a lot of press, a lot of talk, a lot of stuff on the vents and everywhere else about the rematch between Grayson and the Vikings. But you know what? That team is gone. That 2008 team is not here anymore. It's not there at Grayson anymore. I just think it's a whole new ball game.
Yep.
I mean, yes, there's a revenge factor for us as fans and commentators as we sit and are going to talk about it this week. But ultimately, those guys on the 08 team, that's 8, 9, 10, 11. They're gone. They're gone for the most part. There were some freshmen that might have made the trip, but they probably did not participate in that ball game. They don't remember much about that. And again, Grayson is very similar. It's a great stadium to play in. I'm ready to make the trip, Wes. Looking forward to it.
So am I. And Randy McPherson goes 3-0 against Stevenson. We beat him at home, beat him in the dome, and beat him on their field.
And I was going to say, this game was looking a lot like the dome. You and I in 2007 calling that game at the Georgia Dome, and 14-0 that ball game, kind of biting your fingernails all the way to the end.
And that's the way it was. An interesting little stat. We held Stevenson to 2 possessions in the first quarter. Held them to 2 possessions in the fourth quarter. That'll win you ball games, buddy.
Whose impact was that, or key to the game? We talked about limiting the number of times that they got the touch on offense. There he is, right between us.
That was me. We got to keep their offense off the field. And I think, not foreshadowing anything, but we're going to have to do the same thing against Grayson.
We sure are.
Well, Wes,
we went it to go to 8-3 on the year, advance to the second round of the playoffs. Stevenson finished their season at 9-2.
Wes, it's time to say goodnight, Wes.
Well, goodnight, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by LaJuan Hayes, has been produced by Justin Smothers. It is a production of Black Crow Media in conjunction with the Viking Voice LLC. For all of Black Crow Media, for all of the Viking Voice, for all of Lowndes High Sports, for Bill Osborne, Tater Biddle, Marty Rogers, I'm Wes James. Vikings win it 7-0 to advance to the second round of the state playoffs against Grayson next Friday night back up here in Atlanta. You have been listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5. God bless you, and good night, Lowndes County.